gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jess Lynn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat, and I can tell you that firsthand because I've got three rescues at home, right here, with me, at all times. And they all love Lick and Lap. It's a creamy paste full of taurine sauce that comes out, and they'll kill you for it. They love it so much. You can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it at walmart.com, or you can find it also in your pet stores. Don't forget, good pets, foods, and natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You can enter in the promo code the word PETS, P-E-T-S, and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget, if you're looking for information about becoming a vegan, you can check it out at PETA.org. And on October 6th of 2025, Talkin' Pets is presenting Tropical Costa Rica. I hope you will join us. Check it out at TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
To stop rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
That is my friend Brenda Lee. I have her gold record in my dining room. She gave it to me for my mom when she died, and she put a plaque on it and everything. So, Brenda,
aww,
if you're listening, I know you do once in a while. I thank you, and I love you. Brenda
Home,
Lee.
Home Alone.
I had,
great,
no, I
great
had
soundtrack.
No idea. She was like 15 when she
yeah,
sang that song.
She was very young. You know, actually, she worked with the Beatles.
Really?
She worked with Elvis Presley.
That's really cool.
She told me some stories where the first, I think it was, don't quote me, but I kind of remember, the first people that, rather than the company that the Beatles went to, they didn't sign them.
Oh.
And I would think it was the company that she was with. And then, look what happened after they did get signed. You
mm-hmm.
know, biggest group out there ever. So, you know, people, you know, you gotta do your homework. I mean, listen to people. You know, they're the ones that are going to tell you good or bad. So,
yeah.
You know, and we like comments all the time here on the show. So if you want to email us a comment, feel free. You can email John Patch, J-O-N-P-A-T-C-H, at TalkinPets.com. No G in the talking.
You know where John does all his reading, though?
Yeah. Just add to the thousand and more emails I get. So, but no, I'd love to hear what people have to say. So, you know, send it over. By the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were we'll be right back.
Head west through the Cineplex to ease my mind. Surrounded by strangers, the only way to see them. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes are so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness unless you're so protected. Always make it to my seat, it's time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, noda, I love these, it's true.
So if you're going to the movies, actually, you may want to check out these top five movies. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's a phenom. So, Moana 2, it's made $244 million in 1 week.
Wow.
$244 million in 1 week.
That's crazy.
Amazing. Wicked made $281 million in 2 weeks, which is really good. But Moana is like just crazy. Gladiator 2, $119 million in 2 weeks. And Red One, which, you know, I'm really shocked on Red One because I really enjoyed this movie. It made $78 million in 3 weeks. Maybe more people will go see it closer to the holiday, but... and then the best Christmas pageant ever has made $33 million in 4 weeks. I haven't seen that one, so I can't really say too much about it. I have screened a lot of movies this week, but they don't come out till later, so I'm not allowed to talk about them right now. But I did watch, the movie company sent me the movie Heretic, with Hugh Grant. And I will tell you, he's really good. I mean, I get to vote now for the Oscar, so I may consider you, Grant. He was pretty scary in this movie.
What's it about?
So it's two Christian Catholic sisters. They, you know, the ones that knock on your door and, you know, do you want to find God?
I've never had that happen.
I have. with the pamphlets and so on and so forth, they come out and they give you a pamphlet. I live around churches, though. So basically, they enter the house, and I'll just leave it at, don't enter a stranger's house.
Uh-oh.
No matter who it is or what it is, but he makes it seem like he's got a wife, and the wife is in the house cooking a blueberry pie, and everything's good. Well, I'll just leave the story at that. But it's really intriguing. The ending was a little confusing for me. Kind of. But, yeah, it was a good movie. It kept me glued to it the whole time.
It was a scary movie.
Yeah, Heretic. So, but it deals... The one thing I thought was really interesting about it, it really deals with all of the religions. Islamic, Catholic, Jewish religion, and according to this movie, which is the original religion. And it talks a lot about philosophy and so on and so forth. He goes off on tangents with the two girls. And I found it to be fascinating. I don't know how much of it was true, but the way they tell it in the movie was quite intriguing.
Okay.
So, see it if you may. But I'm sure it's going to be out on, you know, Blu-ray or something soon or on your streaming. So, because it was in the theater a little while back. But I found it to be an interesting movie. But I like horror films, so.
I don't.
I know. I've taken you to one or two.
I prefer comedy or like a true story.
A true
Those
story.
Those horror flicks could be a true story.
No, yeah, a true story that's not like demonic. I don't want to like... I don't want to be thinking about that.
Did you get a monkey?
I wish. Can you get me one for Christmas?
No.
Why? And then you'd be the babysitter when I travel.
No. That would never happen.
You already...
It is not a good idea to get a monkey.
You already have a farm.
I do, but yeah. A monkey
Shadow
is...
Shadow will babysit it for
no.
me.
It's going to be like that squirrel. You know, that from Mark Longo or whatever, they took away his pet squirrel and they killed it.
No, you get a license.
You know they killed that squirrel?
Yeah, but you get that's a wild animal. A monkey is an exotic pet. And
no, exotic, that's it. You just said exotic.
Yeah, but you get a license. You get the proper paperwork to obtain it. And then you hire a babysitter.
When their hormones kick in, that monkey is throwing everything, no matter where it can find a place to throw it. So
I would just teach it not to.
I love when my phone rings and it's one of my friends calling because they know I'm on the air.
All the
maybe they forgot.
My friend George, no he always forgets. Curious George. Well, anyway, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. We have a trivia question coming up where you can win something.
Yay.
So it's a holiday trivia, so stay tuned for that. But I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Devin Leach.
And do not get a monkey. No.
Yes,
no.
Get one.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as a Neil, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your...
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
It's time to grab your swim trunks, pun intended, and head over to Miami Beach to see elephants stomping through the sand and raise awareness about conservation efforts. The herd in an art installation of 100 life-size Indian elephants called the Great Elephant Migration standing tall between 36 and 37 streets. The project was built by Elephant Family USA, a nonprofit that works to protect Asian wildlife in the most joyful and engaging way possible. The project's website describes the artwork as a collaboration between Indonesia's contemporary artists and culture institutions, and it will raise millions of dollars to power human-wildlife coexistence projects and protect migratory animals making spectacular journeys across land, rivers, skies, and oceans. Each elephant, handmade by the community of 200 Indonesian artisans living on a nature reserve in southern India, the statues are crafted, which is one of the by Watana Camera, which is one of the world's top invasive weeds. The fast-growing noxious shrub has stronghold of 300,000 kilometers of Indiana's protected areas. Watana pushes animals out of their forest homes into urban areas, leading to an increase in animal-wildlife conflict. The use of Watana to create elephants help remove the weed from protected areas, leaving wildlife more space to roam, the project website explains. The expedition is part of Miami's Art Week and officially opened on December 2nd and stays open through December 8th. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
Elephants marching, 1, 2, 3, big and strong as they can be, swinging trunks from side to side, with their giant ears open wide. Stomp, stomp, stomp with their great big feet, elephants dancing to the jungle beat. Trumpet loud and raise your nose, round and round the jungle goes. Elephants splash in the water too, playing in the mud like they always do, rolling, rolling, having fun in the shining morning sun. Stomp, stomp, stomp with their great big feet, elephants dancing to the jungle beat. Trumpet loud and raise your nose, round and round the...
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. On behalf of me and the guys in the band, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season.
Thank you, John Bon Jovi. So, happy holidays to everybody out there. Hope you're having a great holiday season. You're doing your Christmas shopping and everything else and decorations. I did mine. My house, when you leave today, Jazz, you'll see a winter wonderland out there.
Oh, I didn't even notice when I came.
You don't notice anything when you walk in. I could have, like, a Sasquatch or whatever, or Chewbacca.
Dude, you scared the bejesus out of me coming in the door.
Why?
You don't remember? You...
Yeah, it was just my face. Oh, that's enough to scare anybody.
No, you were... I opened the door and you're just standing there, like, staring at me. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, that's the noise you made.
We give you one chocolate, John.
I know. They're good, though.
They are really good.
Bourbon-tainted chocolates.
You can't even say it.
I know. They're good, though. I like them.
But the
problem is the chocolates, though. When you get something like that for someone, like bourbon chocolates, whiskey chocolates, it's like, I love chocolate.
Yeah.
So I would eat the whole box. Meanwhile.
Well, you have to tell yourself you can't eat the whole box.
True.
But, I mean, it's only 2%. So, if you did eat the whole box, as long as you just stay home, party with the cats. Turn on some music.
I'm going to do my math real quick.
Okay, so, Maestro, could we have some musico?
Yeah, hold on.
We are going to give you a trivia question. If you can answer this trivia question, you win a prize. Okay, so, here is your trivia question. After red and green, what are the two most popular Christmas colors? After red and green, what are the two most popular colors? After red and green, what are the two most popular colors? That is your trivia question. If you can answer that correctly, we will send you out a prize for you or your pet. 818-818-6401. That's the three blind mice behind me. 818-818-6401. Wow, there was the voice. One chocolate and I'm already going. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. So, if you can answer that trivia question.
Vitamita Vegemin.
Vitamita Vegemin. See, I said that right. See? After red and green, what are the two most popular Christmas colors? If you know the answer, give us a call. 818-818-6401. I can hear you. What? I can't see you, Devin, now, but I can hear you over there.
I'm looking at stuff.
You know, Devin, I was watching you do that story on the elephants, which was fascinating. Did you see pictures of that? All those elephants down on Miami Beach?
No.
They were wooden or whatever elephants, artesian wood. And they were beautiful. But I don't know. That's a lot of work to put them out there.
I didn't see it.
It was gorgeous. It lasted for a week, I believe.
I think you can go on to talkingpets.com and see it.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can.
Okay.
So... 818.
It's a good website.
818-6401. Have another chocolate.
That's where
Devin.
I get all of my news stories.
You know, Devin, you could play Santa Claus.
What is that?
What? No, when he was reading the story, his beard is like amazing. What do you think I was talking about?
I think you offended him.
Are you calling, are you calling me fat?
I didn't say that. She did.
No, I didn't say
she
anything.
She said you were fat.
What?
Because I was talking about
no,
your beard, how wonderful it was.
I was responding to Devin's response because he went...
Devin's not fat.
How He's dare you?
He was clutching his imaginary pearls when he said that.
Devin's muscular. He's not fat. But I was talking about his beard. You were talking about something else. Yes, I guess you were. You're guilty as sin.
I was responding.
We have it on video.
I was responding to Devin's reaction.
I was talking about the beard.
Listen, man, we have one chocolate and we're going off the rails.
See, it's your fault. We're going to go out to Teresa in Carlsbad, California. Hey, Teresa, how you doing?
Hey there. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, doing wonderful. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and I hope 2025 is going to be the best year yet, hopefully.
I believe it will. I think we have a lot of good things coming.
I hope so. I hope, yeah. Okay, so your question was, after red and green, what are the two most popular Christmas colors?
Yes, I believe that would be gold and silver.
Hmm. Congratulations.
Good job.
Actually, it's silver and gold, but it's same thing. Gold and silver, yeah. Silver and gold.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I did it alphabetically, or I did it for monetary value. I'm not sure where I'm coming from if I missed the order.
Well, no, I see your point. Gold is more expensive than silver, for sure, but I don't have either. But we're going to set you up with a gift. What would you like to go with? We have, for cats, dogs, I have a pendant of penguins. It's a piece of jewelry that you can wear. It's cute. I've got books. I've got a harness for a dog about the size of a Jack Russell. But what I'm going to do, Teresa, is put you on hold because that means I got to go to a break. But tell Sydney what you want, and we'll send it right out to you. Thanks, Teresa. Love you.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Kicking, punching, hair pulling. I'm not talking about mayhem in the toy department on Black Friday, but rather what often goes on when sheep are shorn for their wool and geese are plucked for down. These gentle animals are well aware that wool sweaters and down pillows aren't so nice after all. Please, choose vegan gifts this holiday season. Visit PETA.org to download a free vegan shopping guide.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
6 endangered Kemp's Ridley sea turtles are starting their journey to recovery at the Florida Aquarium Sea Turtle Rehab Center in Apollo Beach. Rescued from the cold waters off the Massachusetts coast, these turtles are receiving life-saving care after being incapacitated, like myself, by cold stunning. The recent cold snap has impacted more than people. It's also taking a toll on marine life, including vulnerable sea turtles. The National Marine Life Center and New England Aquarium in Massachusetts recently rescued and triaged 33 turtles suffering from dangerously low body temperatures. To ensure these turtles receive the care they need, they were flown to facilities across the country, including the Florida Aquarium, as well as centers in Georgia and Orlando. The nonprofit organization Turtles Fly 2 transported the 6 turtles to Tampa International Airport, where they were transferred into the hands of the Florida Aquarium's expert sea turtle biologists. Cold stunning season typically begins this time of year, as sea turtles in the Northeast are exposed to prolonged cold water temperatures, leading to immobility and other life-threatening conditions. These turtles are often found floating or stranded on the beach and may also be suffering from secondary medical issues such as malnutrition, bone infections, bacterial infections, or injuries. The 6 rescued turtles will undergo comprehensive health exams at the Florida Aquarium to assess their condition and develop tailored treatment plans for each turtle. The rehab of cold stunned turtles typically requires 2 to 4 months of intensive care, though in some cases it may extend to 6 months or even a year before the turtles are healthy enough to return to the wild. Due to the impacts of recent hurricanes, right now the aquarium is the only sea turtle rehab center that's fully operational on the west coast of the state. Opened in 2019, the Florida Aquarium's 4.1 million sea turtle rehab center is a state-of-the-art facility dedicated to care for rescued turtles like these. The 19,000-square-foot facility includes several rehab pools featuring one of the state's deepest turtles dive pools with an observation window where turtles can undergo buoyancy testing, swim conditioning, and food trials before being cleared to return home to the ocean. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
After arriving at Black Beauty Ranch, the internationally known hairless bear named Eve now has a healthy coat of fur and is living her happily ever after in her expansive natural habitat at the 1,400-acre Murchison, Texas Sanctuary. Eve did not look at all like a bear when she was found on Christmas Eve 2017, dumpster diving in Northern California. She was a lean cub weighing just 30 pounds and was completely hairless, suffering from the worst case of mange many experts had ever seen. In December 2019, following 2 years of rehabilitation at a wildlife center in California, she was moved to her permanent home at the Black Beauty Ranch,
part of the Humane Society of the United States, where she now weighs a robust 160 pounds. Over the past 5 years, Eve went from being extremely shy and timid to becoming an inquisitive, sassy bear who explores and ventures through her habitat and interacts with neighboring bears in nearby habitats. One of her favorite daily routines is sniffing, exploring, and searching for food that her caregivers scatter throughout the forest floor and on tree branches, enjoying the freedom to act like a wild bear. Sue, the senior director of Black Beauty Ranch, said, "When Eve was found searching through the trash, tiny and hairless, she looked nothing like a bear. The story of this incredibly resilient, strong, determined bear is remarkable. She has been through so much and has come into her own, expressing her natural wild behaviors, exploring, climbing in high trees, splashing in her pool, and lounging in a nest she created at the base of her favorite tree. She is thriving and living the life that she deserves, just getting to be a bear." Eve is one of four bears living at the sanctuary. A curious girl, she is often found hanging around the edge of her habitat to try to get a look at Sammy, a retired circus bear, and mother-son bear duo Jackie and Russell in their nearby habitats. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us at Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Raise up your hands, I want you dancing.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Devin Leach.
So, Maestro, take it away, Maestro. Okay, so if you're all familiar with the Scrooge story, Jasmine, just getting your attention.
I'm here.
If you're all familiar with the Scrooge stories, there's been many and all done by different people. But what song does a Christmas caroler sing outside of Scrooge's office? What song does a Christmas caroler sing outside of Scrooge's office? It might be pointing the finger a bit, but it makes sense. What song does a Christmas caroler sing outside of Scrooge's office? 818-818-6401. You can win a prize either for you or your pets, cat, dog. 818-818-6401. We have the soft claws for medium blue for your cat if you want those. We have an easy walk harness, and that's for a dog like a Jack Russell. I have dog books, cat books. I got a Christmas book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I also have from Vitacraft cat treats. You can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with purr sticks. And I've got from Good Pets Foods. You can go with the supplement vitamins for your dogs. And I've got the penguin pendant that you can go with. And then we have the collapsible water bowl as well. And a CD about reptiles. It's a music CD from Gino Sasani. And I've got a 2025 bird calendar, songbirds, from pageaday.com. And that can come out to you if you're looking for a calendar. What song does a caroler sing outside of Scrooge's office? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
No more chocolate for you.
Well, there things are happening over here.
There goes the pink.
No more chocolate. No more chocolate.
Did you break it?
No, it jumped at me.
Yeah. The penguins are alive.
Yeah, it jumped out at me.
So 818-818-6401. You could tell it's, you know, the holiday season because we're banging in the holiday. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. What song does a caroler sing outside of Scrooge's office? If you know what song it is, call us and you can win a prize. Okay. Who is that strange man out there?
There's somebody in the pool.
Yeah. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, if you know. So
it's Ebenezer.
Ebenezer Scrooge. So in Pasadena, they have Tail Town Cat Cafe, the largest nonprofit cat cafe in Southern California, has announced that the voting is open for the public to choose which of the six rescue cats will be named Catnip Queen or King in their second annual Kitty Catnip Court festivities. Say that three times. I did it right the first time. Thank you. Kudos. So, you can check.
Just congratulate yourself, John.
I did.
Good job, John.
So,
where's the gold star stickers?
It's silver and gold. So, voting for the catnip royalty will remain open until 11:59 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. I was going to say, oh, that wasn't yesterday. No, it's next Friday. And can be done in person by visiting the Tail Town Cat Cafe, as well as online at tailtowncats.com. Now, crowning of the catnip royalty is set for 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 14th. That's next Saturday. At Tail Town, with the help of a very special royal guest. No, I'm not going to be there. Not in person. 2025 Rose Court from the Tournament of Roses. Last year, the Kitty Catnip Queen 11 was crowned by the 2024 Tournament of Roses Queen and her court. Queen 11 was adopted with her brother Mike earlier that year. So the court, the ones that you can vote for, are the following. Libby, and she says, with my winnings, I'd take a long staycation where I can finally relax and work on my Animal Crossing village. I need to get that golden fishing pole and start collecting flowers that Stinky Tom Nook keeps holding me back.
The cat said that?
Yes. Tricket said, I'm really into potlucks as a thing. Casseroles, dump cakes, pasta bakes, my kind of dish bake that you can share with large crowds. More of that, please. This was Earl Grey. My dream would be to open a rage room for cats where we can finally destroy anything and everything we want. Lampshades, antique upholstery, rugs, you name it, and we'll bet on it. You don't want to adopt one of those kitties that have bad behavior.
Well, no, they're supposed to adopt them.
I know you are, but these are the ones, they're adoptable, but they're also the Kitty Catnip Court. These are the court kitties. Desiree, now I live in a commune with 40 other cats. Get me the heck out of here and take me home. I added that. Ginkgo, first I'll take a year off to travel. Boy, I wish I could. And become versed in the ways of the world. Study international feline law. Well, this is a smart one, Ginkgo. And the gummy bear one, this one time someone shared a piece of cheese with me. I mean, they dropped it on the floor and I ate it. I think of that as the best day of my life. I wish I could be a piece of cheese. That would be amazing. All right, gummy bear, I don't think you're going to win. Just ate yourself. So vote, people, vote at tailtowncats.com. This is Talking Pets. Your hat, your hair looks well. Say no, no.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Walt Disney World has announced the addition of three new lion cubs to the Savannah at Animal Kingdom. Siblings Mashongo, Zahara, and Nima are exploring their new habitat, which is overlooking the lush, sun-kissed Harambee Wildlife Reserve. Disney leaders say three siblings represent an essential part of the future of the lion population. In time, they could breed with members of another pride as part of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, according to the Species Survival Plan, which is designated to ensure the responsible breeding and genetic diversity of animal populations, many of which are threatened or endangered in the wild. The lions are enjoying their new home just a few weeks ahead of the debut of the Walt Disney Studios' newest live-action film, Mufasa, The Lion King. The film will premiere December 20th. The film highlights the importance of preserving the natural habitats that lions such as Mufasa call home. As part of Disney's continued conservation efforts and its celebration of the film, the theme park is relaunching the global Protect the Pride conservation campaign. The campaign supports the Wildlife Conservation Network's Lion Recovery Fund, as well as LRF's partners working across Africa. The organization's goal is to double the number of lions in the wild by 2050. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Hi, I'm Carrie Underwood wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Never gets old.
No.
Nope.
And you know, the thing is that I know the organizations that they work with, the aquariums and zoos and so on and so forth, and that's a good thing that they're doing is with the lions is to breed them, because they're the ones in the wild are just disappearing.
They're not disappearing.
They're being poached.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Awful.
Every time I say poached, I think poached egg. I don't know why that is.
Don't poach the lion.
No, don't. And the same with tigers. There's like 2,000 of them left in the wild, and that's such a shame. They're such beautiful creatures.
Yeah, that's very sad.
So the trivia question was, what song does a Christmas caroler sing outside of Scrooge's office? So, if you're familiar with the Scrooge movies or not, it could be a tough question. So, I will say, Devin, what song do you think it is?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's what I'm thinking.
Jasmine, what song do you think it is?
I don't know. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Okay.
Are you speaking Spanish?
So one of them is right. So if you can guess who's right, Devin or Jasmine, makes it a little easier. 818-818-6401. So it's Hark the Angel... What is it?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Or it's...
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
So now we're playing the liar game?
So, it's one of those. It's either Devin or Jasmine. Whose song is correct? To the trivia question, what song does a caroler sing outside of Scrooge's office? And you can win something if you call and say who's right with their song.
What if neither of us are right? Then what?
Because I'm saying one of you is right.
Okay.
So it's either Jasmine or it's either Devin. Who's right? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Do you want to listen to that all day if you adopt a I was going to say a turkey. It's a chimpanzee.
I didn't say I wanted a chimpanzee.
Well, it's the same thing, a monkey.
No.
Well, a monkey could be small, like
a
squirrel monkey.
I want a marmoset. Or like,
and they are small.
Or a lemur, or a spider monkey.
It's like face on, face off. If you
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey. That's all I thought of right there.
You know, YouTube is...
Okay, spider monkey it is. That's what I want.
YouTube is fun to look at and everything like that. But people who have pet monkeys, you know, you don't get to see the real thing that goes on. You see them on YouTube and they're so cute with their little diapers on. But once they pull that diaper off and start flinging that stuff around the room, you're not going to be happy.
Kids do the same thing. I had one of those.
Okay. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Who's right?
If my daughter's listening, I'm just kidding. You never did that, Fanny.
See? She lied. But she could be telling the truth with her song. So, what was the song sung outside of Scrooge's office? Harky Herald Angels Sing, or God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Which one is it? Jasmine's or Devin's? 818-818-6401. We got a minute before we go out, so maybe somebody can guess and win something. 818-818-6401. That is the number. Remember, by the way, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Are you okay? I like that.
I thought that was a nice saying.
Is that from your calendar? Your
no.
Google sayings? No?
No.
Oh.
He said, hey, what is a good saying to
okay.
on radio?
So I am going to say that the correct song was God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. If you are going to get a pet for the holidays, please don't wait until afterwards and make sure that the pet is wanted by everyone in the family, the kids, and you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist. We'll be right back.